Good morning, Pat. How are you?
Morning, Tony. I'm great.
Well, I thought about you on Friday when I saw that the price of gold and silver are soaring. As a matter of fact, they're at record highs, aren't they?
Well, they were yesterday. They've come down slightly from there. The price of silver got up to about $49.50 during the day yesterday, then sank as low as 45.50, moved back up into the 47s. It's an extremely volatile day. Silver got up to almost $1,520 at one point yesterday.
Why is it so volatile?
One reason, I suspect, is that for every cent that the price of silver goes up, J.P. Morgan Chase loses $1 million. So when you had the price of silver go up $3 an ounce over the weekend, that was a $300 million loss for J.P. Morgan Chase, who is the lead trading partner for the Federal Reserve. There is a big need for the price of silver to come down to minimize those kind of losses, or eventually J.P. Morgan Chase runs the risk of defaulting on all its short positions in the silver market.
Why do they risk defaulting?
They simply don't have the physical silver to cover the positions that they owe. In fact, that amount of silver just isn't available worldwide.
Pat, do you see the price of gold and silver coming down significantly anytime soon?
I do not. There are some governments around the world that have a significant amount of financial clout. Four of them, at least, are members of the G20 group of nations that perceive this big shortage of supplies in the silver market and are accumulating large quantities. It's not something where somebody like J.P. Morgan Chase has enough financial clout to beat them in a, you know, battle of who's going to win long term. Same kind of thing happened almost 20 years ago over the value of the British pound, where financier George Soros and other investors took on the Bank of England when the Bank of England was trying to hold up the price of the pound. And George Soros made a lot of money breaking the Bank of England that time. This time around, I expect J.P. Morgan Chase is going to lose.
And, of course, a lot of, as we've talked about in the past, many countries are trying to attain as much gold and silver as they can because so many paper currencies are struggling.
That's correct. Currencies worldwide are being depreciated by governments trying to reduce the value of their note faster than the U.S. dollar is falling. On an inflation-adjusted basis, the value of the U.S. dollar has now fallen to its lowest level since before 1973. 1973 is when the U.S. government stopped fixing the price of the fixing the value of the U.S. dollar. So we're in uncharted territory right now.
And in talking about the U.S. dollar, you had mentioned to us the last time we talked that there was a meeting held by some of the world powers that said that they were going to stop using the U.S. dollar as the focal point of how they do business.
There was the BRICS nations, Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa. They will no longer use the U.S. dollar for extending credit between the nations. Even a report released by the International Monetary Fund just in the last couple of days is saying that within 5 years, China's size of their economy will exceed that of the United States on a purchasing power parity basis. And in effect, the U.S. dollar is on its way out as a world reserve currency.
All right, Pat, before we let you go, do you see the efforts of Congress and the United States Senate to try and trim this budget to strengthen the country? Do you see that helping the U.S. dollar anytime soon?
Unfortunately, the efforts needed to save the U.S. dollar are so extreme. I just don't see the political will there to accomplish that.
All right, what would need to be done?
Pretty much an immediate reduction in the U.S. budget, federal budget expenditures, on the order of about 50% minimum. And in Congress, they're talking 1 or 2 or 3%. It's a big stretch to go from what they're talking about to what has to be done.
All right, Pat Heller is the general manager and owner of Liberty Coin Services. Always, Patrick, thanks so much.
Thank you, Tony.